image of the fact that there is the world, us, and then there is this other place, this other state of being, perhaps, called heaven, which is very real to Daniel and also to us. And in Ephesians, Paul is at pains to point out that we are already members of that host, as it were. We are called, we are chosen by God to be saints. Now, we think of saints as being dead people who did good things or dead people who died in particularly macabre ways. I've got a couple of favourites. I suppose you've got yours as well. But they all died in the faith of Christ in horrible ways. And we all pray that we don't have to do that. And, of course, we don't have to do that. We can die safe in our bed of old age. Or as one of my former parishioners said, being shot on his 100th birthday by a jealous lover. Anyway. I've never forgotten that image, and perhaps that's one for you as well. We have been chosen. We are the saints. We are the saints. That's who we're talking about in all of this. And sometimes I think it's very easy for us to remember, because those images of the beast, you know, reality, real life, intrude, and we think, well, it's pretty overwhelming, isn't it? How are we, these saints, to deal with the world? And we've just had Halloween. Now, I don't even know where to begin with that. But kids running up and down streets demanding lollies from strangers, which is insane. Doing little bits of damage every now and then, which is insane. Dressing up as ghouls and demons and skeletons and so forth, which is insane. I just, you know, this is wholly secular. This has got nothing to do with faith. This is somehow or other applauding something that is just wrong. Now, I remember, and you've probably been in the same boat with my kids, I had a lot of trouble telling them that actually this was the case and that they couldn't dress up and go around and demand sweets from strangers. And they were very grumpy about that at the time. But subsequently, they thanked me for holding a line. And I think that was really the sort of message for me in so many things in our Christian life. There are a lot of things that assail us from all sides, a lot of things that we don't like about modern society because they don't fit with God's image and perhaps our image of what the world could be. And we saints are called to uphold those values and to take a stand. It's sometimes simple. Hot cross buns at Christmas misses the point. I mean, not only is, you know, hot cross bun on Good Friday rather more appropriate, but actually it just conflates two completely different ideas and misses the points of both. If you ask most children at my school what Christmas is all about, they'll say it's about the baby Jesus, which it is, but they won't tell you about the need to redeem humanity from a state of sinfulness. That's not the language that they use. And I feel in a way it would be good if they did. Not because I think, you know, we need to major particularly on sinfulness, but at the fact that there is this sense of, if you look, turn it on its head, God created you to be perfect and you every now and then by your actions fall short of that perfection. So God is calling you to be redeemed and to be that perfect person that God sees you as. So if you're in a state of sin, it's not because God is critical of you, although God is probably critical of you, but it's actually because God is sad because you haven't lived up to the perfection that God made you to be, if you see what I mean. Different message. And the point of Christmas is all about the fact that God was so sad, he came into our creation in order to find out what we were all doing and where it could be fixed. Well, we know how that ended. Easter. With Easter eggs and Easter bunnies. Although, again, that doesn't have a lot to do with the Easter story either. Do you see how it works? And then we've got, you know, All Souls and All Saints, which we now call All Hallows Eve, which used to be in the height of the sort of a heyday of the church, a great festival where we celebrated all things good, and it became somehow thwarted and changed and dark, and is now what it is. I really, really object to the way that society has taken this on board and has said, this is a great thing. Oh, and by the way, you know it's a Christian festival. I think, no, it is not a Christian festival. It's got nothing to do with Christian festivals. It's all to do with other stuff. You know, let's not conflate those same things. Let's not make it about hot cross buns at Christmas and Easter eggs at Easter. Okay, let's not put these things together. Let's do all we can, the saints, to prize those things apart as well. Now, you might say, oh, Reverend James, that's all very well, but, you know, I am aged. You know, I am weak. I am infirm. What can I possibly do? And, you know, that's probably not an unreal. I mean, I certainly feel aged and infirm. So what do I do? Well, I pray. Because that's a really good way of not only bringing it uppermost in our mind, but also, I think, joining with all of the saints in some kind of, I don't know, experiment mind. You know, how many times do we pray for someone to get well and they get well? And that, for some of us, that seems like a complete surprise. That should happen. Why should that be a surprise? That's how it works. That's what God said he would do. Oh, absolutely. So, you know, it works. So we should pray. And that's what all of us can do. And no infirmity or age or any excuse can get away from that. So that's something that we really all need to get alongside. Because I do think we need to take a stand. I do think we need to actually say, do you know, on this day, as much as any other day, we need to be countercultural, which is a very modern term. But Jesus was talking about it. If someone takes your coat, give him your shirt either as well. What Jesus was talking about, interestingly, I heard this from a talk fairly recently. If you, in Jewish society, if someone takes your shirt, your jacket, and you give them their shirt as well, you become naked. And, I mean, you know, I hadn't thought of it that way, but it's true. Public nakedness and those who cause public nakedness bring shame not on the person who's naked, but on the person who caused it. So if someone takes your jacket and you give them your shirt as well, they have caused your public nakedness. They have brought that shame on you. So the shame is on them, not on you. Interesting, huh? I never knew that. So we've rather forgotten that point, and we've said, well, let's just keep giving and giving and giving. If you've got anything, keep giving it away. But actually, in a way, I mean, not that's a bad thing, but it actually misses the point, which is actually, as far as Jesus is concerned, is be countercultural. Do things people don't expect, but do things that God would expect. Do things that God would demand of you, because that is how it should be. Absolutely, thank you. Because we are, in a way, and the biblical term is not conformed to this world. We are in this world, but remember, we are saints. We are called by God. We are part of the heavenly kingdom. By the grace of God, still alive in this kingdom, and I'm enjoying it, I have to say, I'm not in a rush to get anywhere else, but when I do, that's where I'm going. And that's really important to remember. So when this life gets us down, as this life does, as bad stuff happens, and it seems that, you know, things are insurmountable and we cannot get over it, actually remember that that's just stuff that happens here. That is not stuff that happens in the great cosmic sense. That is not stuff that happens when we are, as the heavenly body of Christ, we are those chosen saints in heaven. And I think that's a fundamentally positive message, which is sometimes lost. And it's sometimes, certainly by me, forgotten. Because I think this week has been a tough week. And it has been. Some of you may know I've had a terrible week this week. And it's very easy on Sunday morning to think, do you know, it's just one more thing. But it isn't that. This is just detail in what is otherwise a wonderful time. We move on to the next thing. We move on confident in our chosenness, in our redemption, and in the fact that we are all saints. So what we need to remember on All Saints Day, which is today, and it was also on Friday, as it turned out, is that we are chosen by God, we are redeemed by God, we are loved by God. And in that way, we are called to do the things of God and not do the things of this world. That is the challenge, but that is also the gift. And I encourage you, in all that you do, to do the things of God and not the things of this world. Amen.